Manuscript Releases, Volume 3, Numbers 162 to 209. MR Number 187, Unpublished Material Concerning Debt. Some things have been opened before me. I seem to be present with others in a meeting in which the debt on Battle Creek College was being discussed. One present, who bore on his face an expression of heavenly dignity, said, "This debt has been increased by the erection of buildings directly contrary to the warning not to build. Men concluded that they knew best, and the building went on. God's people are not to manage any part of His work, spiritual or temporal, with carelessness. The cause of God must not be imperiled, as it has been, by men neglecting to take inventory and know how they stand financially. It is not an honor to God to carry on schools when by so doing a mountain of debt is piling up. It has not been wisdom to incur large debts by erecting buildings. Adding building to building without becoming free from debts previously incurred is a snare to the soul. Embarrassment should not be thrown on the Lord's instrumentalities by placing on them debts incurred by human mismanagement. The erection of so many large buildings in one place as there are in Battle Creek is not according to the light and wisdom received from God. If we walk in the counsel of the Lord, we shall have opportunity to purchase for sanitarium purposes at a reasonable rate properties on which there already are buildings that can be utilized. It may sometimes be necessary, however, to select a site on which no improvements have been made and no buildings erected. In such a case, we must be careful not to select a place which will, of necessity, require a large outlay of means for improvements. Through lack of experience and miscalculations, we may be entrapped into the incurring of large debts because the buildings and improvements cost two or three times as much as was estimated. 114, 1902, 2. Instruction Regarding Sanitarium Work, typed September 1, 1902. The question now before us is, shall we try to secure the places that seem desirable in price and location when we cannot tell where our money is coming from? I am not prepared to say that we should not, under any circumstances, purchase land to which the Lord seems to have directed our minds when there is no hindrance but the question of ready money, and which property, in the providence of God, we could soon pay for. We have to guard against mistakes on both sides. If we see a good opportunity to secure a building, as in Paradise Valley, I think it should be purchased. Brother Wessels writes that he has taken steps to secure the place of 70 acres. This is the one that will serve our purposes best, and the terms are easy. £100 is to be paid down, and 200, I believe, in 3 months, the balance in 12 months at 5% interest. The reason why we have purchased so much land is because those who are connected with the sanitarium will want to purchase land to build houses of their own on, but we do not want these houses near the sanitarium. Thus we have nearly £3,000 to pay in 12 months. This is $10,000. At the Union Conference, we raised £900 among ourselves. I pledged £100. I have hired the money, paying 5% interest. I know I must pledge to the very extent of my powers in order to keep the donations as large as possible. We have walked out by faith, and we expect to buy this land. Released March 19th, 1966.